This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Oh, 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 oh! It is another Tuesday night on the Intel Scanner. Wherever you're tuning in from, I hope you're safe because they're coming out of every woodwork they can think of to get to you these days.
Are they in the bushes?
I see them out there in the bushes. They out there trying to get you right now.
At least that's word on the street.
They're trying to get you right now. So we hole up. Shelter in place.
Shelter in place.
Just like Boston did on the...
Oh, you fucking Boston.
Oh, fuck.
Boston.
Well, here we go. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to do Boston bombing. We had 419 and 420. 419 being the government terrorist attack on the Branch Davidian compound. We have 2 years later, the Oklahoma City bombing. 420, of course, is another government sponsored attack, Columbine High School. And we have Hitler's birthday, 420. We have a whole shakeup with Hillary Clinton. Who's going to be her running mate? That's really the real question. I guess there's no other Democrat. Schweitzer. I heard Schweitzer thrown up into it.
Biden. Yeah, he just threw his hat in the ring. Schweitzer,
yeah. I heard a Clinton,
yeah,
Schweitzer. Yeah. No. For real. For realsies.
For realsies.
Like, dudes, bud. So a lot to go over, a lot to talk about. I just wanted to say one thing. Does anybody know who Jim Corzine is?
Related to the slime Corzine?
From the Corzines.
From the IMF bank.
Of the shit fox.
Or whatever he was, the head of the...
Jim Corzine was a former senator from New Jersey, former governor of New Jersey. He was the CEO of a hedge fund called MF Global, and they lost $1.5 billion of these were like blue-collar farmers, hard workers, lost all their money. He's a big friend of Hillary Clinton, the Democrat. He ran on the Democratic Party. He was a Democratic governor, senator, blah, blah, blah. And he's a big friend of the Clintons, and it looks like this piece of shit who lost all that lost. How do you lose $1.5 billion? Lost all this money for the blue-collar man. He is just now about to have his legal troubles wrapped up after all these years, several years, and he's going to start another hedge fund.
Oh, really?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. So anybody out there, look up Jim Corzine, and everybody should be really excited about this. A worthless piece of trash. Just here to milk people out of their money, hardworking people out of their money.
He's really good at it.
He was the former chairman of Goldman Sachs, who always comes up.
Goldman Sachs gang.
Jim yes. Corzine. I don't know if we've ever talked about him here on the Intel Scanner.
I don't think so either.
I just wanted to say that.
You pretty summed it up, though.
He's
a corporate slimeball.
Complete.
Responsible
scum.
For the loss of millions. Think billions.
Billion. $1.5 billion.
Some would say he was responsible for the profit of billions as well.
Depends on who you talk to, I think.
Yeah. You know, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
Exactly.
So.
What is chaos to the fly is normal for the spider. So, you know, I mean, it's the yin and the yang of the world.
Fuck that. I'm not going to sit around being no fly while spiders be eating me and shit.
Be a spider then, motherfucker.
Yeah, man's corporate warfare is another man's utopia. That is true. There's all sorts of ways to spin that. Right on.
Exactly.
Before we get too crazy, I wanted to say this was brought up to my attention right before we came on air. Rome was founded, according to the internet, on April 21st. 753 BC.
According to first century first century accounts by some fucking Marcus something something.
Marcus Aurelius?
No.
He came way later.
No, I got it here. Give me a second. Go ahead. Give me a second. I'll tell you in a minute.
Well, Schweitzer is not running for president, dude.
No.
Vice president.
His name is being thrown around for vice president under Hillary Clinton.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's retarded. Can I throw that in? I mean, well,
I heard this on the Glenn Beck show earlier.
Motherfucker has a very strong record in the fucking state, and he has a national fucking presence, and he's also sitting on the he's working for Stillwater.
Yeah, he bought the Stillwater mine.
No, he didn't buy it. He's working for him.
He owns a major portion.
He owns
a controlling portion.
Not a controlling portion. But I'm talking about billions of dollars. But he owns like a part of it. He's like bought into the Stillwater mine.
Oh, yeah.
He can't own the whole thing. Nobody would
buy into it. No, but the point is that there's a classified amount of rare earth materials that come out of the Stillwater mine every year. And it's super important who knows that and who doesn't know that. And the guy who does know that would be a much more powerful person to have as the president than a person who didn't know that. Just like George Bush Sr., when he knew the drug flow from being the president of the Pfizer Corporation, he knew what the drug flow looked like. He knew that we needed to start war in the Gulf, or we were not going to be able to maintain the poppy, to maintain the all the Vicodin for people in the United States.
I would like to say one thing, that Bush Sr. was a whole different ballgame than Bush Jr. Bush Sr. was the real deal. Bush Jr. was a whole fucking...
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
We'll get that cleared up.
That was a puppet show.
Bush Sr. was a
We're not even getting into that right now.
Get off my Bush!
Brian Schweitzer, I got...
Schweitzer, let's stick to that. Bush Jr. Oh, my God. End of the show.
Oh, they're saying, assuming Joe Biden doesn't run, they say that he could run.
Let's hope not, no.
Smoking Joe deserves a shot. I mean, to at least run his credentials up against Hillary. Come on.
They'll run together. They can't run against each other.
No, they would have to go against each other in the primary.
No. They'll run together.
Just said Schweitzer was going to be.
Well, no. Different names. There's nobody chosen for the vice presidential candidate. All sorts of Biden, Schweitzer. They're talking about, what did they say, Dick Gephardt? I don't know too much about... who's that shithead from Connecticut? I'm sure that old creepy guy, I'm sure he could be thrown on.
I want to put in that it's entirely...
Bernie Sanders?
It's entirely communist? Interesting that Jon Stewart quit his job at
Did you hear why?
Time.
Why? Running for president.
Did you hear why? Like, and Jon Stewart said, and I'm paraphrasing here, was that the bosses at Comedy Central are following the same boring agenda of not really doing anything except just making fun of the same things and not going to any new agenda, not any new topics. And
I heard he's going to work for the guy that just is getting fired for lying, but Brian
Williams
he's going to take his job on whatever Fox News or wherever the hell he was.
No, that was on NBC. That was
NBC News. Yeah, NBC.
Yeah, that was News Tonight.
And that Jon Stewart's going to take his place.
Yeah.
He's going to go from fucking joke news to real news.
What's the difference?
Because he has a following.
Yeah. Big following.
That's why, because they want to grab the youth that there was a big joke when fucking Jon Stewart quit that there was like, "Oh, you're getting sad because you lost your major news source because a comedian quit his job." And it was, in a sense, that was exactly the fucking point. Is
how sad is that?
They wanted because he was actually kind of fucking right in a sense. And I mean,
but then he's going to NBC
because they got Carson fucking Daly on the fucking Today Show every fucking morning. He's running their whole entertainment. Like,
isn't that nifty too?
Like, Carson Daly, internet fucking interface shit. Remember when Carson Daly was like for on like MTV. A couple
total,
of weeks
what
there?
What was that called? Total Request.
TRL.
TRL.
The only time I ever watched it was when Slim Shady took it over for like a week, and it was called MTV with like an E.
And Rice Said Fred.
I went to jail after that, so I didn't get to watch anymore. I didn't have cable growing up, dude. I'm poor white trash. Get off me. White clutter.
Clutter.
I'm white clutter.
Yeah. Just need cleaned up a bit. It could be recycled. Yeah.
Motherfucker, I can buff out. Fuck.
Shit. Yeah, I've seen
some girls. Eat a lot, lift a lot.
Some girls like that maybe needed just a hairbrush and a bath.
Leave my mom out. Dude,
had some lice treatment.
Leave my mother out of this.
You know. I just dropped her off.
Well, so Rome was founded April 21st. We got a lot going on.
Happy birthday, Rome.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, old Rome. Happy birthday, new Rome. Here we are in new Rome.
So awesome. Do you prefer new Rome to new Atlantis? Does it make it seem more real to you?
It seems pretty real to me, whatever you want to call it.
Because, I mean, this country was founded on people who literally believed they were in Atlantis. And, I mean, it's more than Rome, you know what I mean? More than that.
They were believing
fucking Washington was a Freemason, and that means he believed in Atlantis, and he believed that this is...
Hold on, we gotta do a timeout. Freemasons believe in Atlantis?
Not all of them.
No, as a fundamental crutch of the craft of Freemasonry.
No, sorry. No, you're wrong.
Ooh.
Sorry.
If you're a Freemason
the only fundamental fucking goddamn fucking... I don't know. I wouldn't even call it like
believing
a crutch
in a higher power.
Exactly. That's the only fucking prerequisite of being a Freemason is you have to believe in a higher power. You have to have some sort of final fucking answering for your fucking life. You have to hold yourself accountable to somebody else in the afterlife. And that is only it. Now,
There
are different...
If you're a Freemason out there, call in at 406-545-4496, option one.
And set us straight.
There are different sects. Also, I understand that might kind of branch off and do their own shit. Yeah, that's what she said. No, I understand that. You know, there might be, you know, this little group of dudes that jump off and they kind of gather up other fucking Nimrods from left and right and have their fucking fun and shit. But, you know, the general core of it, you can't call it a fundamental crutch that you have to believe in Atlantis because you got to...
We got to do a timeout.
The mayor of fucking Billings is a master mason. Our mayor of Billings is a third degree master fucking mason.
Do you really think he believes
in fucking Atlantis?
We got to do a timeout real quick. And E-Rock, you got the floor.
I've met him numerous times.
really, before we go off, we need to get back on topic, but this is a good one. So do Freemasons, like is the highest level of Freemasonry, you have to believe in Atlantis?
The stories of Atlantis in their best tellings are written only by Freemasons. In all of the tellings that you have of Atlantis are by Freemasons. Go ahead.
Really? Okay.
Plato was a Freemason?
All right. All right. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Was Plato
number one. No, he wasn't because Freemasonry never existed.
We don't know. Both the Atlantean.
It didn't exist. Number two, the only reason why you claim that the only account of Atlanteans is done by Freemasons is because Freemasonry at one time was such an entirely large organization. It was so easy to get into it. It's not hard for someone to state the fact that the person who studied his entire fucking life, you know, on oceanography and archaeology and all that bullshit also happened to be a Freemason. I mean, it's easy for that mistake to fucking get passed through the fucking knowledge. So you've got to respect that fact that just because they say that the only account of Atlantis was done by Freemasons doesn't necessarily
mean studies.
You're acknowledging, though, that Freemasons are about something about Atlantis, right?
Well, of course. It's a fucking occult. Of course they are.
Mystery school. The Babylon teachings of Babylon. That's the end. They believed in Atlantis.
I was actually making that as a passing statement.
I just meant that's
interesting.
Yeah, it's obvious that the main three books about Atlantis that were written in 1937, 1943, and 1951 were written by Freemasons.
Freemason was at his largest.
And that it is well known that the stories that were collected for those three books date back before George Washington, and that they were told as myths between Freemasons as a story that is told, one of many in the lodges as part of your indoctrination. And that story
is an old one that they physically use as a tool to teach people. Wow. And as part of their lesson, they really believe that the United States of America.
We're gonna have to do. We're gonna have to do a timeout right there. That is a whole nother show.
One more thing.
We're gonna have to. We're gonna have to go Free April 19th style.
Predates the Dark Ages.
If Freemason.
That's
if
all I gotta say.
Okay.
Nobody argued that.
This isn't that.
That wasn't even an argument. That's a fact.
That's a fact. All right.
We can just fact each other. Where's Wikipedia?
Everybody.
I'll fact you in your.
I'll fact you right back. All right.
Anyways.
Wow. So April 19th. Let me do a quick. So was Waco totally fucking MK Ultra sponsored government event?
Oh, fuck, of course.
Was it? We have a vote here. We have five heads. Yes.
Well, I got two heads because I got a hard on right now. Freemasonry gives me a hard on. Sorry. Anyways.
We're the Freemasons. We're the...
What's the question? Was Waco government from the beginning?
Was the whole entire thing a government operation or was the government just showed up and we need to... attack these terrorists.
Four ATF agents and six Branch Davidsons killed in an initial raid. A 51-day siege ensued, ending with an FBI assault during which the compound burned down, killing 76 people inside, including David Korsh.
Well, the government is never there in the very beginning, but they're always there.
They were there undercover work beforehand.
No, but was the government there... What was the entire thing from the beginning? Was it a government program gone really wrong?
It could have been encouraged. You know, it could have been, you know, the handler encouraging his fucking little client here.
We would really have to ask Eric Holder about that.
You'd have to ask somebody.
I think those people should be totally still held accountable and responsible for that.
Janet Reno, that bitch.
Eric Holder. Or that would be dude, the one. Whatever. Be fine.
From Ruby Ridge to Waco to Oklahoma City. I mean, just those three there. Those are very interesting, all run by the same little management team.
If Eric Holder would like to call into the Intel Scanner, we will patch you right through.
Love to
busy
hear
lines.
You.
It's a busy thing, but
can you follow me on Twitter, please?
He's such Eric a cool Holder. Mustache.
Oh my god, that's really what I want to call in.
And
Eric
call
Holder's
in
mustache.
It's 406-545-4496 option 1. Don't be shy. Give us a jingle. We're sitting here just picking everybody's brain what they can tell us about what happened this day in the past.
Well, April 19th. We're April 19th, April 20th were a couple crazy days.
Can they just call and tell us a joke? I mean,
or they could if they want. Yeah.
If Eric Holder would please call in and tell us a knock knock joke, that would.
I want to. I want to hear him tell me a racist joke. That'd be funny.
Oh.
I'm gonna call your mom and tell her that.
It'd be the joke is how many cops does it take to push a black guy down a flight of stairs? You know.
None, he just fell.
So what's the problem with this story? Why don't you try telling me this story as if I don't know it? Because I don't know it, and I'm looking over the facts right now, the facts of the story.
Your phone does not have any facts on it.
It does not make any sense.
Yeah, it's premeditated information.
So what's the facts? When you
There's
tell
video
me facts,
of it.
Man,
they showed it on TV, mostly mind, live. Man. There's a whole bunch of crazy video.
No, but what about it doesn't seem right? Like, it's a cult that's locked in a barn, and the government was like, hey, we need to go and rescue all those people.
They weren't locked in. They locked themselves away from getting invaded by...
It was a ranch.
They could have picked up David Koresh on any day. He walked to town every day. They could have picked him up peacefully and ended the whole damn thing without all the bloodshed.
Right.
But they chose not to. Right. They burned it to the ground.
They were making a fucking point.
Right. Yeah. It was all about making that point.
Has the government ever waged war on its own fucking people?
Yes. Many times over.
Philadelphia, didn't they go drop bombs on the fucking ghetto?
George Washington, his federal army waged wars all throughout.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, he was collecting tax money. He was the sheriff of fucking Nottingham. Remember that. Remember that. Your fucking dollar bill is a sheriff of fucking Nottingham. Every time you buy a 99 cent.
Well, I've read and about David Koresh that he was MK Ultra, and that what Waco was, what the Branch Davidian compound was, they were stockpiling the weapons and explosives and everything,
mm-hmm.
was to go out and under David Koresh's control, and the woman before him that it was started under, an older woman, that it was all CIA controlled, and that he was going to be the one that led domestic terrorism throughout the U.S. They had all these guns and what they were stockpiling, and what the CIA wanted was different separate terrorist attacks, like four-man, five-man teams go out across the U.S., hitting the malls, hitting the here and there, hitting this and that.
Movie theaters, schools.
And
it police was always checkpoints.
Like, oh my God, it's going down. We can't. It has to be total martial law, and the military has to come in and shut it down. And what happened was the David Koresh broke the mind control programming, and took it all for himself and said, nope, this is my team. All the guns, everything, all the weapons, everything is mine. And that's when the government
all of his whole flock,
right? All the whole entire MK Ultra brainwashed flock. He took control of, and it was his own private, and they were about to strike and do something.
Sort of Jim Jones-ish, I mean, really.
Big, same thing. Exact same thing. And he broke the programming and took control of it before they started actually went and killing. David Koresh saved a bunch of innocent lives by breaking the programming and not allowing them to go out and do all these attacks. I mean, that's the story that seems to sit with a lot of people.
So they went with Plan B and the Twin Towers thing instead, is
right.
How that went.
We got to take them all out. It's burn them all down.
Well, they went with Oklahoma City right after that.
Hold on. It was 51 days because what the CIA was hoping was that they were going to get to hold on to their crew. I mean, they spent a lot of time and effort on this building this up. And they were like, man, 51. And then it was just like, well, we can't reach them. They're not coming back. End the operation, burn it down, move on. We got a whole other team ready to go. And then you have 2 years later, you have this Oklahoma City thing on the same day. And this Timothy McVeigh wants to avenge what happened at Waco. And he blows up the Murrah Federal Building. And it's obviously a total fucking government involvement. So... Am I the only one that's frightened about this?
The government was protesting their own burning down of a building full of people?
No. What they wanted was domestic terrorism to pop off, is what they still want. They want domestic terrorism. They want domestic terrorists in small little pockets going across the U.S. and bombing schools, bombing movie theaters.
You know what, man? Most of our domestic terrorists are way smarter than that. And, you know, we'll have to speak to the people who are from the areas.
Our domestic terrorists, where are they at? Who's them guys?
Inner city gangs, dude. For the love of Pete, man. Dude, inner city gangs are going to be what saves this country. All right?
Woo!
That's a statement.
It's going to be the fact that those are the real... Those inner city gangs outnumber... common people so far that it's gonna
organizational
yes. ability in yeah. church strength in everything. As soon as they realize that violence isn't the answer and that they are going to just go strictly nonviolent and put everybody in uniforms and put them all on street corners, boom, that would happen overnight. They could take over massive cities, LA, Detroit, Chicago, Miami.
They already have.
Well, I'm saying, but like as a real
police
force.
But they've done it with government help.
But I'm saying that they will flip the city for an image issue.
These gangs have done it with CIA and infiltrated with
guns. I think they
and drugs.
Exist in the first place from CIA involvement.
Of course.
But they're independent bodies. And I think there's good people who work in these organizations. The same as I believe that there are some good people who work for the United States government.
Ooh,
that are trying to
statement.
Keep some checks and balances and were born and raised into a value system that checks and balances are what make the system work. And everybody has to push against the limit, but everybody else should be able to pull them back. And I think I've got friends who are in the military. They're good people. They didn't join the military to be warmongers. They just that's how they were raised. They were just raised to think that the best thing that they could do was provide their intellect to the U.S. military, and they're serving their country. I have a really hard time faulting them individually for that.
But they have to understand that that if they go overseas and get their legs blown off, it was only for corporations to profit. Don't come back over here and say it was for my freedom.
See, it's an interesting line because they will obviously say it was for your freedom. No, but
yeah, because they want to pass their guilt, their battle guilt off onto me.
But they are also possibly too dense to really put into context. Some people are so religiously motivated and so fanatically fucking nationalistic in a very Hitler-like way that they literally can't see the truth in front of them. Yes. There's a lot of smart people who believe in Jesus, dude. I mean, a lot of people are just so deep fucking ingrained in their psyche that they'll go down with that ship. And I don't want to hold it against smart people to say that they're fucking stupid because they believe in Jesus. That's like not what I'm trying to say.
But and you are.
No, it's not.
I'm saying that.
And so to the same point is just because you're in the military doesn't make you bad. And just because you're in the work for the government doesn't make you individually bad. It's the decisions you made while
you were
there.
If you work for the government, we're in the military, and believe in Jesus, you can call us at 406 545 4496. So, because
And
everybody who believes in Jesus should call in actually right now and tell us why.
Fucking Jesus should call in. Didn't he resurrect from the dead? He didn't die again, right?
Right, he's still...
That nigga's still alive.
Somewhere.
He doesn't have a smartphone
right now?
Blunts,
40s, and bitches.
Good Lord.
If Jesus does not have a smartphone, he is not an all-powerful God.
Like religion show or whatever, but...
That motherfucker's got a Facebook somewhere.
So if you served your country, it wasn't your fault. You didn't know no better. You were serving the corporations. Good on you for trying to do right.
I just don't want to say everybody who was in Germany during the time of Hitler was bad. I'm not trying to call every single person who couldn't do anything about all these crazy people around them just like starting an army, marching in the street, and then all of a sudden starting wars. And within 2 years, all of a sudden you're like, hey, did I just read the paper? They just stormed Poland?
Yeah, what about all the police
that
serve
that?
Arbitrary laws to the corrupt
politicians? Like, what are you going to do about all the corrupt police in the United States? Like,
Get shot by them.
Well, yeah. Exactly. But when people say, Dad, why didn't you do anything and stand up against all that police corruption that was going on? You were there. You were an idle stander by. It was your idly standing by that enabled them to do that. You're the one at fault for allowing the police
to do that to people. I was part of a really cool talk show on the internet trying to spread awareness and through peaceful means. We don't want to have a giant civil war. We want to peacefully spread information to try and change these corrupt systems.
They brought war to
yes,
you,
I'm
and you fucking
up.
Lost like
yes,
a bitch.
Yes, son, I spoke up. Yes, son.
I did, in my defense, I did write a book called Last Days of the Proletariat, first chapter, Children of the 60s, trying to explain to the generation before us that I am very disappointed in passing us this military police state. And that's exactly right. That's exactly right, because each generation just passes the bullshit. You know, I'll get mine, and they can just deal with it. You know what? I'll just get mine, and they can deal with it.
No, but now these are the Americans that you're trying to defend. Now you've got nowhere left to defend, because if Americans are the problem, and you're in America, you're surrounded by the enemy. That makes you the enemy. That means they've got you surrounded, and they're about to stomp you out.
That's exactly how I feel.
Seems I was born. I was born into that situation.
That is exactly how I fucking feel.
That is where we're at.
I'm glad we've made a lot of progress today.
We've made a lot of progress. Thanks for tuning in. We have a lot more to go.
So we had the burning of Waco. I just want to say a little bit about that. That was the burning of Waco. Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City. Does anybody have anything? I mean, it's I could go on and on about Oklahoma City.
Dude, tell me more about what? Tell me why it's a conspiracy. Who the fuck paid who to do what, when, for how?
Well, I can't tell you that. All I can tell you is what we know. All
right.
What do know?
Look at what laws were passed
we know.
After each event, and then look at who lobbied for what laws, and then follow who paid those fucking lobbyists. And then
I'm not the one making the case. You are.
What?
That's how you'll find out.
Okay. What we know, Timothy McVeigh was in the army. We know that for sure.
All right.
We know that Timothy McVeigh, when he died, was put to death at Terre Haute Federal Penitentiary. We know that he was killed as an honorable soldier discharged from the army. We know that because it was on his fucking death certificate as an honorable soldier. So for all those years, he was listed. Why would the army list him? I mean, that is just that's frightening. I don't even think he was put to death. I think he's still alive and running some shit. Now we do know.
No, not running shit.
We've talked about this before.
We have talked about this before, though. Everybody gets honorably discharged.
No, they don't.
Unless you do something wrong.
Honorable. All we know about Timothy McVeigh is that he was a soldier and that he was this white supremacist and he went and visited white supremacists. What the deal was with Timothy McVeigh is he went around to different militia groups and this and that. Now, the conspiracy goes that MK Ultra mind control, and they said he was in the army. They sent him around to all these different militia groups. He had all these militia groups ready to fucking rock and roll. Now, if I open Pandora's box, then you motherfuckers will attack. You'll follow in right behind me. Oh, sure, bud. Oh, yeah, we're going to start robbing banks and killing judges and blah, 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 blah. Sure, we're going to. And then the fucking CIA behind Timothy McVeigh is their Lee Harvey Oswald patsy. They blew up that federal building. And guess what? All the fucking pussy fucking militias that talking all their big tough guy game. Oh, we're going to go get the fucking bankers and get the judges. All pussed out. And that's why Oklahoma City fizzled. And that's why Timothy McVeigh was still buried under honorable, as a U.S. soldier, as honorable. Because he did his duty as a soldier. He did what he was told. He followed orders. And that was that. And it's frightening. April 19th is a frightening day. I mean,
shit happened.
2 years later, you have the Branch Davidian, and then you have 2 years later the Oklahoma City, and it's the same MK Ultra mind control program.
Right, but man, you gotta try to step back away from this for just 1 second. You always seem to be so focused on the United States of America as if it's somewhere, and like most fucking people, like I say a lot, don't live in America. Most people don't care. And just want America to die.
Right.
Most people don't want anything to do. They don't want to know an American. They're embarrassed for knowing an American. Okay?
Yeah.
So, like, when you put into context, like, these people did that shit on this one day for this one thing, for this government overlord conspiracy. We're talking about dozens of people in an isolated fucking area, on an isolated continent, on an isolated state.
This was in South Texas.
The most isolated place outside of South Korea is fucking Texas, dude.
No. This is the United States.
Yeah. There's no blue. Have you ever seen a blue helmet in the streets? Ever.
I've seen blue uniforms.
No. Have you ever seen UN soldiers on American streets? Have you ever seen a UN tank?
In my nightmares.
Okay, it's never happened. Okay, so it may happen in the future.
Oh, going to.
Okay.
Because we're
but
not
it hasn't
a third world country.
Happened
we're
yet.
The ICSF can't allow it to happen. We can't allow that.
There's
a
blue helmets in every... Most fucking people, most earthlings have seen blue helmets, okay? They know what blue helmets means when they see blue helmets.
Yeah, the third world does for
no,
sure.
No, the whole
it's
earth.
It's death.
The whole earth, most humans know what that means because they've seen it before. They know what it looks like. It's only Americans in that remote jungle crazy part of the world, this America, do people actually think that insane shit. And it's only in the most insane areas like Texas that wild shit like that happens. Like, so, I want to just step
and
back.
And Oklahoma is right above Texas. You know, we had Waco and the...
Yeah, I mean...
So it's the same neck of the woods,
really. It's the crazy zone. You go with the whole Midwest, all the way from Montana to Texas.
You can't say that's a crazy zone. We are the most sane ones. It's the ones on the coast. It's the communists that are the crazy ones.
Oh, don't forget about what happened.
Don't you forget about North Dakota.
Nobody been forgetting about nothing.
What about the Jordan Freeman standoff?
Yeah, from Montana all the way to Texas. You're all fucking crazy, dude.
I was in county with a bunch of those guys years ago.
Yeah. I just, dude, most people are fighting for freedom every day and know what it's like to see people dead in the streets or to see blue helmets in the streets or to know about war or death or disease and famine everywhere. People, I mean, we are so isolated where we live and where we're doing this show that it's a rarity of humanity in and of itself. Yeah. We're in the isolation of the dark ages right now. In Montana, there's so few people around. It's like living in Spain in the 1500s, dude. And you just can't put into context what the real fucking world looks like. What Shanghai looks like today. If you pull it up on Google Maps.
A big giant toilet.
Shanghai today. It's bigger than all of the earth was until like 1920. Okay? Like more people live in Shanghai today that were alive in all of the world.
Yeah. Less than 100 years ago.
Less than 100 years ago.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And that's your fucking opinion.
Well,
shit.
People won't stop fucking. It's disgusting. Breeding.
We don't have enough shit left for everyone. There's not enough cows to feed everybody. I mean, there's not enough fucking...
But my point is this Waco stuff, all this basil. Crazy government conspiracy stuff, it's an isolated pocket of people. If you were to wipe out all the Americans in 1 second... The most people would go, wow, world's a better place.
The only thing I try to do by bringing up these topics, the only thing I'm trying to do is to enlighten people to maybe take a look at the United States government. Because I woke up one day and realized that I am absolutely frightened by our government. Our government has been involved in the most shady, most exploitive, most disgusting deals of all time. And I didn't...
Compare it to something. Don't just have an open-ended fucking opinion. Have some relativity, for God's sake, man.
MK Ultra. These mind control experiments
Compare it to something.
Compare it to what?
To anything. Have some perspective, man.
There's nothing more comparative than... What's the mind control experiments on human beings?
Dude, go with the 1914 Russian prisoners of war experiments, dude. Like, compare it to that. Because what the United States government isn't fucking half as bad as what the Russian government did.
Well, I don't know.
We have more people in jail now than the Russians had in the gulags.
Yeah, exactly.
We have more people imprisoned here in our little, tiny, small population, isolated place.
We talk
place
about the Russians all
than
the time.
Than the whole rest of the world.
Combined.
Than has ever been in prison before.
Because we make money. Because
we make prisons money, profit.
And you're right. And that's a thing. That's a thing that we could talk about. That's
a
fucking
thing
that you could compare and put into relativity and perspective.
And that's something that the U.S. government took exactly from Bolshevik Russia was the profitability of the prison system. There's a good example.
I'm from a place where they had concentration camps. I like went to concentration camp high school. You know what I mean? So like I know the area and it's nobody's fucking proud of it. Like, no, everybody's not proud at all of the concentration camps and all the buildings that we have to go into that were built by slave labor
in
the 1940s. It's a little place called Seattle, Washington. And
there's no concentration camps in Seattle.
Yeah.
Japanese internment camps
in Seattle were some of the biggest in the country. And we built a lot of really cool, beautiful, cathedrally looking buildings with slave labor in the 1940s. And I, as a matter of fact, went to one of the high schools that were created. It was actually a hotel at the time, but it's a gigantic, beautiful brick structure called Stadium High School in Tacoma, Washington. And
it was a Japanese internment camp?
Yeah, dude.
That's intense.
That happened like 60 years ago.
What?
Like,
well, I know about that.
Okay. So my point
lock them up, throw away the key.
Is that in fucking comparison, the United States was just in stride with shit that other people saw and were doing. And it was just a natural progression of what
leadership had been doing in the world. And I see F-bomb toiling, dude. Lay it on me.
Oh, yeah?
Go anti-slave on me, dude. Because slavery...
Because you mean the peasants are always going to be slaves, and it's just the mark of a good nation is how well they treat their slaves.
Right, and you were just saying how poorly we're treating our slaves right now. We got more people in prison systems than any other nation combined.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about like the true slaves? I mean, we could start bringing up the topic of like sex slaves and shit. You know?
Well, I mean, you could call anybody that works for a corporation a slave.
Who works for less money than it takes to feed and clothe?
What about like 10
house themselves like, every day? 10-year-old
girls. What about 10-year-old girls being sold online by their fucking parents? Where does that rank in the slave?
Well, it really depends on if they're selling the child to another noble house or whether they're selling the child to be murdered and eaten by cannibals.
No, they're just selling her to go suck that guy's dick.
Who knows?
For 45.
Oh, well, she's just being rented, not sold.
That's rented.
Well, that's lease.
That's an entirely different contract.
Rent to own.
Occasionally, they do.
Wow, you guys.
Wow. Well, hey. We're trying to get down to the brass tacks. You know, we want to make sure that
we're trying
to
be particular here,
arguing the correct argument, because there's a difference between being rented by the hour and being sold for life.
Yes, you know? There is.
I mean, there's a difference there.
Chained to a bed and rented by the hour for her not to make the money.
Well, here's my argument to all of this: during World War II in the 1940s, Japan passed a law that has only in the last 2 years been repealed. Which is that during war times, Japan will force women into prostitution, that they have to work for the prostitution for Japanese soldiers.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
And that's a real fucking thing. And so when you talk about, I sold my daughter, and the fucking government and blue hats show up and be like, we're taking your daughter, and we're going to rape the shit out of her.
Yeah, she needs to service our soldiers.
And then we're going to bring her back crying. You better feed her good and bring her back tomorrow.
Yeah, give that bitch some hands.
Ice that shit up.
Yeah, and that's real, dude. That's the real earth.
Been going on forever.
And so what's the where are we arguing right now?
I don't know.
How fucked up are we as a goddamn species?
Yes, that's
fine.
How more depraved and fucked
all
up
right,
can shit
Noah,
get?
All right, Noah, why don't you make a boat, all right, and talk to God about drowning everybody else? Because otherwise...
Trying to, but wood's expensive.
What? I got the professors over here... Putting up smoke signals and throwing shit.
Oh, we're doing stuff.
My point is, dude, is that in comparison, if you really think the Waco and Oklahoma City bombings were put on by the government, if you think 9/11 was
for
a government fucking conspiracy.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
100%.
You need to figure out why, what building block does that add to the model in which a world government needs that data.
I got two words for
to
you.
To go on to the
hammer
next step.
Hammer and sickle. Communism, bro. It's
what data can you mine from that event as a leader to further
that's
your
a good idea? I need to come up. That's
how
that's
did
a good
how
idea.
Did 9/11
really
manipulate our economy?
How beneficial is that to your position as a fictitious hypothetical character? Like, if this is your plan, you're like, ha ha ha, fuck them. I got them in Waco and I got them in 9/11 and I keep getting them.
No.
Right? If you got this character in your head who's breaking America.
No.
Like,
this is a train of thought that has been passed down through several generations. It's not like one person sitting up there. It's a train of thought.
Yeah, but what benefit?
Absolute control. It's not about gun control.
They
it's
don't
about absolute
have
control.
Absolute control. There's war everywhere. There's no fucking control.
Exactly.
Right, but the peasants can't own guns in a lot of places. Peasants can own guns in the United States, and we're just chilling. We go
well,
Taco Bell, we go spa,
Sandy
we go
Hook
do whatever.
Thing. Because
you,
Sandy
you
Hook...
think that's not related? You think us living in peace right now has nothing to do with us
There's
being able
no
to own firearms?
There's never been peace.
It's somewhat
I'm at peace every fucking day.
Pretty relatively
I don't
peaceful.
Have
it's pretty
war
relatively
less,
peaceful in
compared
the United States.
Compared to like third world countries.
Yeah, compared to 87% of the rest of the world.
The rest, why the rest of the world kind of doesn't
because,
like us.
Because their government says, Oh, peasant, you don't get guns. No, no.
They have jungle communities forming governments right now. Like, fucking people that barely are coming up with written languages right now, today, to combat the fucking people in this room who can't pull their own government together to get them out of the jungles to stop raping their children.
Our government is way out of control. Our government cannot be
And there are literally other people in the world who are so pissed that you can't pull your government in the line, that they're forming new governments just to kill your government.
Well, we're going to have to go. We're going to have to end it on that. We're going to break time. Intel Scanner Tuesday nights.
Down. ready for war, I come to settle the score. I'm bringing heavy fire down on top of you whores. If you come and fuck with me, you know we will not have a problem. Throw those pussy punches and I proceed to dodge them. It's funny to me that you could ever compete with money and filthy. Just follow the sheep. We're the motherfucking shepherds, and you heard right. I'll listen to you cry wolf all damn night. Oh, was that your mom? Well, I fucked her real good. Stuck my shaft down her throat and went as far as I could. Now this is not a joke, and I don't want you to laugh. I'll kill you, stick your body in a chemical bath. Heisenberg! Hole in the forearm like Mortal Kombat, bitch, cause I'm all gore. Me and Filthy Roll from the 406, where there's nothing tastier than the pussy we lick. So you wanna come and tell me what to do like you own me? Bitch, you don't know me, so you can fucking blow me. Was born in the wrong time, cause I'm all about that east, west, north, south battle we shout. If we were to sit around all day talking about all of the rappers walking around here cocky, and that would take all day and I don't have the time. Northwest bitches, and we love to ride. We bringin' ill MCs all over MT. Poetic fam, magic city, idiosyncrasy. We won't get recognition for the shit that we spittin'. You are nothing to me, so please quit your fucking bitch. And you're a whack little bitch. We spit garbage shit, so I'm asking kindly, please suck my dick. So when I call you out, will you fucking stand a fight, or will you run like a bitch? Take off and flight. Canada to the north or the top of the map. Wyoming to the south, and we will gladly scrap. We're not nice like the north and the south. We will take our fists and we will knock you the fuck out. So if you wanna bring all of the gang shit here, you better do it quietly, be running away in fear. You think we give a damn about a juggalo? Those bitches waiting in line for the final blow. Let's go!
Come on, Danny, don't fuck around. We are the ones who will take you down to the ground. Do us wrong, we're gonna settle the score. Shut the fuck up because we're ready for war. Montana, don't fuck around. We are the ones who will take you down to the ground. Do what's wrong, we're gonna settle the score. Shut the fuck up because we're ready for war.
Tuesday nights.
I'll run and grab mine. Unless you got some.
I got no scans.
There's some, right?
Did you bring your Intel scanner?
Do you even Intel scanner?
Do you even Intel scanner?
That should be like a hashtag of the
week. I invented that word.
I listened once. I'll never be the same.
Dude, did you bring your Intel scanner?
I got mine right here.
I got it in my pocket.
Bruh.
All right, well, I'll go grab him.
So I've, all right.
Oh, all right, F-Bomb, you were so quiet during that last set. Let me review a few of the things we were talking about. Because we were talking about how this Waco shooting, the Oklahoma City bombings, and 9/11 are all connected in an ever-growing government plot to keep the people of the United States of America from leaving or whatever, or rising
from
up.
Leaving? No, from... Well, just they want to implement total control and domination over everyone and monitor every aspect of human existence to the point where they make money off of everyone, and once you become not a contributor anymore, it's going to be death camps. I mean, they've already got it, provisions written into the Affordable Health Care Act where you won't get coverage if you don't haven't contributed enough to your, you know, to life. There's
people die. You're supposed to die.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to just kill people because they're old.
Yeah, but withholding medicine from people isn't killing people.
Oh, it's not?
Because they're old.
Well, it's when someone could get a simple surgery or a procedure.
Tell that to Africans who want water,
dude. We ain't in Africa, dude. We're in the empire. This isn't how the empire's supposed to treat
the people.
Oh,
so now the empire should treat you better.
Yeah, better.
Oh, man. Now we've hit it.
No,
here's the real truth.
Not just me. Everyone, all of us should be treated like that. When I'm 60 and need to retire and need a little medical attention for, you know, ongoing conditions, I would hope that I get the treatment I need.
You already have universal suffrage. It's not like you pay wildly more or less in gas prices. Oh, man, you keep waving that flag of not, whatever the opposite of surrender is.
Attack!
This is the opposite of surrender
right
here. The
attack flag,
man,
is being waved.
It's rough.
It is. Oh,
that's some intimidating
shit. Take this away from me. Would you
dropping
take
another
that
octave. Here, put it up here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck.
It's about to get cray. Yeah,
it's about to get cray. Don't break it up across the table.
Right here on the Intel Scanner.
On the Intel
That's
Scanner.
That's
what
we're talking
it
about.
It's a habit.
We're putting it all together. It's going to be all rolled up tightly into a nice little
community
package.
Little fucking
let me just
join effort between all of us.
I keep saying it off the air a lot, and I don't think it gets onto the air, but I don't believe in nefarious institution, dude. I don't believe in evil empire. Like, I really think that evil doesn't stick that well. I don't think it sticks to itself or other evil as well as you want to believe.
Really?
I think the evil is versus evil is often as good as versus evil. And I think that institution has a hard time being founded on illegal or unmoral or evil grounds. I think the evil isn't legislated.
That's what government is just an evil empire. I mean, it's a group of people that all have their shit together, and they go out and pimp the people that don't have
their
shit together.
Not according to our Constitution.
No, they just happen to just manipulate the masses to maintain control.
Well, that's exactly what I just said. That's what government has always been. I'm not just saying our government. That's since the beginning of time.
But we try to have a different government of the people.
By the people.
For the people.
For the people.
That happened for like five fucking minutes.
People get...
Yeah, for like 20, you know, shit.
People get
Are we not trying anymore, or are we just giving up?
I think the peasants gave up a long time ago.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Jim
I
never
demand
gave up
it.
The Second Amendment. Come on
Fuck,
now.
Fuck, never. Are you
Jim
kidding me?
Never gave up the Constitution.
I've never given up the
American
Second Amendment.
Values. Come on, let's not go there. Nobody's tromping on.
I say whatever the fuck I want, whenever I want. To
but that's
I
by
want.
The people for the people. All that shit you love is said after that. By instead of we the fucking people, fucking for in the interest of having a more fucking better place to live.
You want me to recite it?
Go ahead. I'm summarizing.
Don't
right
get me
now.
Wrong. I love the United States. I love. Where I'm at, I just want people to become more aware that this could all come crashing down.
It will.
I mean, our government is coming to kill us all.
That's the preamble.
In order to form a more perfect union, that's what I was trying to say. Establish justice.
A perfect union.
Ensure domestic tranquility. Provide common difference. Promote the general welfare and secure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Praise Jesus.
Oh! So, I mean, you know,
Amen.
Like, that's what I'm trying to say. That's not necessarily anything I even endorse, but it's also something to be commended. and respected as a brave and heroic thing to say as a group of like-minded people in a relatively isolated fucking place, like the East Coast of the United States. Like, nobody fucking lives there but a bunch of Indians, and as long as you deal with them, you know, the rest of the civilized world, Spain, France, England, India, the Ottoman Empire, everybody at the time is like, that's cool, like, whatever, those people don't even have books. And so, I mean, when that happened, it seemed real legit that you would say something like that and form this empire. But the way it's going today, man, I mean, FEMA sectors seem like a far better governance than any other plan.
Just a total communist.
What?
Say.
What does that even mean?
Wait a minute.
Universal suffrage cannot now suffer both California and New York City from our point of view. From up here on the highlands, dude, we cannot suffer both the droughts of California, the fucking Florida shit going on, the floods, Katrina, the shit that's going on, the droughts. We can't deal with that. We can't, as Montana, we can't afford to have those people be us.
They were trying to pass a fucking federal bill once to where everybody in the fucking country would have to pay fucking some sort of extra tax that would go into an insurance
to help California
fund. No, it was for like the Gulf Coast and fucking Florida and shit, so when they got hit by their fucking storms and shit, you know, Katrina's and Rita's and all these other fucking goddamn superstorms or whatever the fuck you want to call them.
Number one, it's fucking 90 million degrees in the sun in here, man. Wow, what is that all about?
I'm wearing a sweatshirt, dude. I think you're under the weather, bud.
It's freaking warm.
It's about perfect right now.
Well, put your shirt back on.
Number two.
And your pants, Lord.
Well, it's because it's so damn hot. Anyway, I'm saying.
Is it just you? Or
I'm on fire over here. I tell you what.
You're trying to say that all empire is evil. From Genghis Khan being a fucking warlord, nothing's changed, is your contention, is what I hear from you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Everybody entirely says, oh, you mean I'm the leader of my people, and Genghis Khan was the leader of his people and kicked a lot of ass. I should do that. And
he did kick a lot of ass.
And
it became a more sophisticated form of it.
So if you followed in the footsteps of Genghis Khan, you wouldn't be far out of line on a historical perspective. People would respect you in history.
If you took his fucking ideals and then you fucking added everything that's compiled through fucking time since, and you amassed a master plan.
All right, listen, you guys, don't be dogging on Genghis Khan. You know he's my great.
Come on,
I'm related to this
nigga. You wish.
I'm related to Genghis Khan. I'm saying y'all can't be dishing.
We all actually, I think
probably mostly everybody is.
No, it's like one. It's like one out of 77 have a relation to Genghis Khan. It's a fucking, it's a very, very,
in Asia, it's like one out of 20 people. In Asia, it's like one.
Your mom's one out of 20
people. Dude, my point is.
Your mom's fucking one out of 20 people. All right.
Genghis, the inseminator.
Bang, gang, Genghis Khan. Yeah.
Genghis Khan.
Gang, Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan, the inseminator.
Nice. No, all I mean, right. Nobody's arguing my point at all, dude. And I think that, like, either everybody agreed and it's not worth talking about, or it's moving on. But this United States of America and this universal suffrage and the fact that we make all the fuel and the electricity.
Not all the electricity. A lot of electricity in the fucking, in the
we
upper,
sell our
in
electricity.
New England comes from fucking Canada.
The modern innovation.
Canada has excess energy, and so they sell it to us.
But the point is what we could break off and then charge more for that electricity to come across our land before it gets to California.
All right, now here's your fucking idea. Now take your idea and then just take the money out of it. And then imagine what could fucking happen there.
Why do you hate people in India, in China, but not people in California and Texas?
I wouldn't be too proud about our electricity supply. You know, that's just just being proud of you know, a mineral deposit we happen to be sitting on.
But that's the point. Like regionally, you move to where
I'm proud of the technological innovation that our country is capable of and has been. And the question is, can we continue to be?
I don't think America needs all 50 states. It didn't in the past, and it doesn't now. I think if we sold Alabama to Japan, split that money up among all the rest of the states, I think it would go a long way. Not only to heal our international wounds.
Oh, wait, what about like Mississippi? Let's sell Mississippi. Alabama's all right.
All right. Roll now tide. That's just fucking crazy talk.
No, the Japanese need like a new nation.
Now it's just crazy talk.
I mean, really.
They
on.
Need the a new Japanese piece are of land. Low on
all right, I'd rather talk about the suppression of technology that is keeping us from advancing humanity than some shit like that. There's really technology. Yeah,
they need
out
fucking
there.
Spoons in Africa.
Is there?
Fuck shit. Yes, you there know? Is.
Which? Well, what are we talking
fuck
about?
Fuck shit. I mean, there's articles all over the internet about the Mighty Engine, MYT, Mighty Yet Tiny Engine. That does.
It's all sci-fi until somebody actually does something.
They've already built.
They've documented it.
And documented. It gets suppressed. There was an article in Popular Mechanics in 1974 that gave plans for a carburation modification.
If it's been around that long, then there's a flaw with 100
miles
it. There's
to the
something
gallon.
Wrong with it.
Or there's not.
Okay.
Why would you think that? How can you say that, Mr. Tech Guy?
No.
Because once you pressurize the fuel, it makes the entire car explosive.
No, it does not. No, it does not. No, 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 no,
no.
Trust me.
No.
Trust me. All right. I'm the resident expert on this one.
Also, they figure out a way to take the gas and make it the.
Yeah, you might be a resident mechanical expert, but this
is
chemistry, dude.
All I'm
saying is, like, if you pressurize a fuel tank, it's explosive.
You don't pressurize a fuel tank.
You do to get the fumes off of it.
You're pressurizing the fuel rail, and this is what fucking occurred. It was in like 1961 or some odd shit, right? Some fucking little fucking Joe Schmo fucking mechanic in some little tiny garage in New Mexico invented this whole fucking idea to where he could take a 1961 Chrysler Imperial car, some big ass fucking long ass boat. Big ass fucking V8 motor in it.
Get 100 miles to the gallon.
100 miles to the gallon?
100 miles?
100 miles to the fucking gallon.
100
fucking,
miles?
And he put exactly 1 gallon of gas in that fucking car, and he drove 100 miles to the next fucking town, put a gallon of gas there, and drove back home. And within fucking 3 weeks, that dude was fucking found in a ditch from an apparent car wreck.
And well, he should have known that it was coming. He should have had a pistol on him and been ready for it.
At that fucking time, they didn't quite understand that shit. You know, people didn't know that. They really believed that the government was there to fucking help. You know, I mean,
it's scary.
You know, I mean, that's just...
That's the essence.
Let's go back to John D.
I want to say one thing, though. That's the essence of this show, is to let people know that government... And government people that work for the government do not have your best interest
at heart.
Well,
here's the thing, though.
Do not. These are disgusting people.
If there's technology like this and it's been in the 1979 Popular Mechanics or
79,
whatever, and if you know, if it hasn't been commercialized by now, then there is something wrong with it. There's a reason it's not in the market.
The reason that it's not in the market is that the Shell Corporation bought the fucking patents and shit and fucking and have
patents from 1979. They're no longer valid.
They keep renewing them.
No, that's bullshit. It doesn't work like that.
That's exactly how it works, because they got so many different, they got the major corporation, they got so many branch corporations that each corporation just files for the patent in a different fucking year. U-Haul has been holding
a single invention. A single invention
bullshit.
Is only valid for
25 years. Because fucking U-Haul has been holding the same fucking patent since its fucking founding on all of its fucking trailers and shit and all of its fucking trucks and shit. Believe me,
They change something every time and repatent it then.
No, they don't change it. They just change the person that's fucking doing it, and they still refund them.
No, because there's prior art at that point.
No, you...
You can't patent prior art.
If it's
already been in a patent by someone else, that's prior art.
No,
you're a patent.
You're confusing lawyer. Patent. You're confusing patent rights with copyright.
No,
rights.
No,
there's
not at all. No, now you are, because copyright doesn't involve prior art at all.
Give us a call at 406-545-4496. Choose option one and tell us what you think about patent law. Are the corporations changing and manipulating the patent law to their advantage and keeping patents on things for longer than the 25 years?
Yes.
Are they? Yes, they are.
Tesla, free energy rocket.
They are. Copyright law is like 80 years plus life. I mean, it's
70.
Death plus 75. 77? Yeah.
It's.
Copyright is horrendous right now. Patent isn't so bad, but it does get extended every now and then.
Yeah, because they're trying to. I mean, patent laws are most challenged right now by drug companies and because
they got like a 7-year hold on their shit, and then generics can come out.
But again, after 25 years, you can't patent aspirin anymore, dude. Like it's what it is.
Yeah, anybody can make aspirin. We could start making fucking aspirin.
But the same things as your carburetor, dude. There's no difference with your fucking carburetor, dude. It's just the same. Like, there's no more nefarious agency than the drug companies, dude. And if everybody can make aspirin, everybody can make these carburetors if they work.
Can I jump on? I want to talk about two different topics tonight. Can I jump off?
It's your show.
Then
jump on top, buddy.
Columbine and the Boston bombing. Columbine, what
real thing?
What would it have served the government for that to have been an MK Ultra operation?
Closer surveillance of children.
Police in schools?
Indoctrination
public
of children.
Public sympathy towards weapon requisition from the citizens.
Well, ending firearms.
An argument to decrease the education of students?
Now, gun control, I think, is out there in the top
80%.
Yeah,
that would be the main reason.
Gun control would have to be really, really up there.
Once you disarm us, then we don't have anything left to fight. You know, because you got to think, you know, even if they did send the fucking military after everybody.
Also, slave prisoner training for the children to indoctrinate them into a society that's turning into a slave prison.
If you don't want this to happen to
you. I mean, it might be these ringleaders you're talking about. It might be that they are invested in this, like, metal detector company, and they want these installed in all the schools. You know, it could be that.
And they could... That's exactly it. It could be as simple as something as that. Because these people are so rich and so powerful that it wouldn't mean anything to kill 100 fucking teenagers in order for them to make $800 million. It wouldn't mean a fucking thing.
You know, yeah, the 80 fucking million.
Maybe
that
individually
they invest in.
To them, but there's no way they could sell that to their secretary and the other person that answers their phone calls, the other person who has to pull the trigger, and the entire institutional administrative efforts that would be necessary to pull off a gig like that. There's just not enough connected, nefarious, super evil.
Yes, there is. Absolutely, there is.
This
is 2015, man.
You don't think there's
and
people
you don't think
monitoring
they've never been infiltrated by
rooms.
Some Templar agent who's ready to blow the lid on the whole thing and been working for this guy for years, just ready to catch him red-handed for this one thing?
You don't think
you think there's no equally good people as there are evil people?
That's where compartmentalization comes from.
So much more evil than
See,
people are.
No, no,
they're
no.
more organized and methodical.
What it comes down to is anybody who's nefariously into something and they see somebody, they'll see you coming and they'll just turn you into their thing and they'll just turn you into a double agent. That's the whole counterintelligence operation.
And I get that.
Is you don't just like somebody comes into your operation and you obviously see who they are and it's like you don't just kill them and be like, hey, fuck you. You like, you know, it's a whole counterintelligence operation.
You pay him better than previous employers.
It's a whole counterintelligence operation.
And you turn him into a counter fucking agent.
Start feeding him deliberate intel.
It's all sorts of different things.
101 right there. That's fucking God. How old's the Art of War? What are we at? Like,
yeesh.
Shit. 2,500?
Art of War's not that old.
I'm talking weeks.
All right, I gotta look it up now. Fuck.
All right, I really think we're getting off.
Okay, yeah, we are.
You guys are trashing my point. Like, I think the point is that you guys talk so much about evil that you make it sound like good doesn't exist, and it doesn't. And I really think that that's not only a case that I'm not going to argue, but it almost is sad to me that you would so be willing to believe that the evil wants you to look at the right hand, look at the right hand, look at the right hand, look at the right hand.
Exactly.
And that's all you're going to do is look at the right hand. And you're really not at all going to say, like, this is what they want me to look at.
There's an incentive for people to be evil, and that's fucking money.
There's an incentive for people to be good.
What's that? Yeah, exactly. What's the incentive?
Righteousness.
I admire your chivalry.
Yes. will you wash my feet like Jesus did?
Jay Grande has...
On the last day, all right.
Good, excellent points from both of you, and I don't think you can find righteousness in a capitalist system.
You can find it everywhere. You can find it under every rock. Everywhere there is righteousness, dude. Everywhere there is evil, you will find fucking light, dude. Fighting it, dude. I promise.
Not here. Not in this empire.
I promise, dude. If we really want to, like, compete or whatever about the whole thing, I don't want to get into an argument.
No, all right.
But to say that goodness does not exist, like, I will argue that. I contest that. There's a tiny bit.
No, here's a perfect little fucking...
There's a slip.
IE of it, right? I fix cars. I'll help you fix your fucking car. But at the same time, if I find a fucking got a wallet on the ground with $500 in it, I'm going to keep that fucking money before I call that fucking guy. Every fucking time.
But at the same time, I'd still put his wallet in a mailbox
and get his
ID back.
I'll take the cash out. Yeah.
But, I'm still taking that fucking money.
I'm still going to send you Social Security card
but
and your ID.
That's
back.
Your personal fucking morality, and I'm not talking about your anecdotes.
I agree with that.
Yeah, well, yeah. FYI, that was more like an EG than an IE.
Is it an EG?
EG.
Ergo.
Your anecdote.
Oh, this is like Get Shorty. Remember that?
Your example.
I think you mean IE. EGIE, fuck you. The point is,
I need to confess. He's correct.
Yeah, he is fucking correct because you're using anecdotes, like personal fucking stories on us. When we're trying to have an elevated, educated, more noble conversation about some real shit. You know what I mean? It's not what it's about. What it's about.
That's not what I was saying.
Is that.
No, that's what goodness. I'm saying. I agree with E-Rock here because
we elevated
up on this show. Meh. So
it is a 420 show, isn't it?
We're trying to have a more elevated discourse. We're not trying to bring our own personal fucking stories into this. We're trying to have a history conversation about the real world.
It's
and
whatever
content.
You want it
to be.
If
your real world doesn't apply to me, how real is it?
I'm not talking about my personal anecdotes, so my real world isn't the point. We're trying to discuss what the real world is using historical references.
Philosophy is like fucking math, though. I mean, all right, you take the way this shit fucking happened then. If it doesn't apply to me now, then it doesn't fucking work out there. I mean... You can't take
something away from people. They believed in Apollo.
Okay, we're going to have to do a timeout here. Since we didn't get to talk about Columbine, let's talk about the Boston bombing.
Alright.
Boston.
Total complete
manhunt
joke
in
sham.
The streets through town, dude. That was not only a military exercise, illegal as fuck, weird as fuck, with no real explanation afterwards. It shouldn't have fucking happened. Everybody was
It's not illegal when the mayor authorizes it.
Yeah, the mayor.
Exactly, but that... It was a military operation run in the States, and I think it needs to be more fleshed.
And it was staged, correct?
I think that... I can't say what happened, but there is no video.
E-Rock, we need verbal confirmation. Verbal confirmation.
It was staged or not.
It was staged. Say it.
Come on.
I'm not saying it. If you're going to draw a line from Waco to 9/11 to the Boston bombing, I'm not going to.
I want to say about the comparisons between the Boston bombing and what was that big hurricane? Katrina.
Look how
they brought in, they shut down all these cities. They came in with military. They disarmed homeowners who were sheltering in place and took a bunch of people that were trying to get out and that were already high and dry. And there was a huge military operation on American soil because of that Hurricane Katrina, which I also say was staged by weather modification, and this was an attack by our
government. That's a whole other show. Hold on, that's a whole other show, man. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, you're the one standing next to the map, dude.
You think how embarrassing we looked in our response, and that was staged? Like, if that was staged, we would have looked so fucking badass coming in and taking care of it.
Hurricane Katrina, that...
I mean, we were laughingstock of the world. Like, we couldn't predict a hurricane, like, one day in advance or something. We couldn't give them warning.
That's what I'm saying. We could. They did that on purpose.
Yeah, it got out of control.
And why would we make ourselves look
gone
like...
Awry
why would
or
we look,
something.
Why would we want to look like the laughingstock to the world?
Because it doesn't matter now.
They say that they moved the fucking jet stream, dude. Like, as you look at it, it comes across the Panama, right? And they say that they've changed the jet stream so that now the fucking cold air does not come across the Panama the way it used to.
No.
And dude, that's... There's some new weather models that are coming
out. They didn't want the world to know how armed... The U.S. is. How armed motherfuckers are.
No, that was a step towards getting...
How dare the peasants of the world know that the U.S. citizens have fire?
That's not a good example. I mean, this puts us on national TV for days.
Same with the oil spill, though. And that oil spill also heated that water that it changed the jet stream. And they say it's encouraging.
Oil spill. That was intense.
Which is dangerous because once those Atlantic currents get fucked up that regulate the temperature between the north and the south.
It's going to cost more to heat the buildings in the north.
They theorize that the whole weather pattern.
Okay, fuckheads. Okay, fuckheads. Hold on.
No, this is real thing,
Boston
dude.
Bombing.
This is
Boston
a real
bombing.
Thing.
There was this bombing that happened at the Boston
that
Marathon.
That didn't even happen.
People are running.
Maybe nothing happened.
Running? How long's a marathon?
The whole thing's a conspiracy. There was no Holocaust.
Are you finally
so
figuring
you're telling
out?
Me the Jews didn't die in India?
What? There's no such thing as Jews.
There are the no Jews.
The Jews
are a conspiracy.
Jews,
there is no
exactly.
I'm sorry.
That's the Jewish conspiracy.
I'm sorry to Jews anybody who's Jewish out there. I'm just fucking with you.
Wow.
Jew dumb.
We're all just fucking with you. No problem if you're Jewish.
Seriously, this is the best one yet.
So there was the thing at the Boston bombing, and two idiots.
The bomb?
Up. Hold on. Let's do the official story. Let's do a quick little walk.
Was it a bomb or was it blood packs?
Hold on.
Where are you? Was it a real bomb?
Hold on.
Was it even? Did it even happen? Where's the proof?
We gotta start this at the beginning.
Official story.
Official story. Here we go. Two idiots show up at the Boston bombing. They're wearing backpacks. They set their backpacks down at the finish line, and then they blow the fucking shit up. So that happened? That happened exactly?
Wait, you're simplifying. Didn't they say they planned it a little bit?
Well, okay. See,
you call them idiots. You call them idiots, but they just showed up there, they planned.
I'm just saying the official story. Two gentlemen showed up wearing
young men.
Two young gentlemen showed up having backpacks on. They set the backpacks down. They were filled with bombs.
Foreigners.
And they blew up.
Foreigners.
Right. Hold on! I'm not insinuating on anything. I'm just saying what the fuck
Doskar,
is Doskar,
not the guy that was in the video of the guy who was wearing the backpack.
Dressed as a woman?
There was no fucking video of the actual backpack being
placed. No, there is not.
Or going off.
Okay.
And there is...
That's what you saw in the news.
Okay, so the official story is the two guys show up, okay... Now what's everything
the news
else?
Reported, they said, we have gotten from our police sources news that there is a video that does show that these two boys did place that backpack. That video was never released to the media. That video does not fucking exist.
Nope.
That was a story that they were trying to make up to cover for what the fuck was going on. Because
there was a lot of misinformation going around in the beginning.
That they had a good suspect and a good story.
A couple of wrong people were identified and this and that. You know, I remember all of that. Reddit played a big part in trying to identify who's having a backpack and this and that.
Right, but the truth of the matter is it's entirely possible those two boys were there for something entirely different.
I was trying to say this earlier.
Did you guys see
this came up?
Did you guys see the pictures of all the guys wearing like the they were wearing like black shirts?
Yes, that's That's the whole
desert tan pants. They had a
that's
cap
the whole Punisher hat with the fucking
Punisher signal.
Those are
the
special the same forces guys that run all
that
of them.
Our American sniper, our American hero, Chris Kyler. He promoted very fucking well because you know he was such a gangster. But anyways,
well, what we have to fucking realize about the Boston bombing is that you had two guys show up. We have a $1 trillion surveillance system in the United States. We had two guys show up at this big grand event. Police everywhere. Police in uniforms, police in regular fucking clothes, private security, this and that. Two young gentlemen with fucking backpacks showed up and brought the empire to its knees.
And they were clearly Arab.
they looked like frat boys. West. They possibly could be frat boys.
They were clearly Arab children. You could look at them and see that they were not
Arab in their eyes.
No, they were not black kids from Brooklyn,
they had, like,
dude.
Jufros they were handsome. They looked like Jew. They were handsome fucking.
They had Jufros and stuff.
The young one that we haven't fucking seen
cuz they cut his throat out.
Well, we haven't seen no
video of him being taken from the courthouse.
They could have been there for any reason.
He was Arab. You don't see anybody worshiping Allah's.
He was Arab or some Quraysh.
They're Arab as fuck, dude. They clearly look Arab.
Were they? They had Jufros.
He was Eastern.
They had Jufros worshiping Allah.
Yeah.
Looking
Eastern European,
fucking Gentile bitches.
They were quite handsome kids, and they were posting pictures on Facebook. They were partying, not
the
like
one
they
guy
were
was so handsome. He got the cover of Rolling Stone.
They were eating bacon.
The
they got, were fucking women doing cocaine, working for the CIA on record. The Russian government gave intel that these guys were going back and forth to.
Oh, that's just it. That's the big part of the story I missed out.
Yeah, the brother was in the camp.
Both guys were being
in
surveilled.
The last minute, close
okay.
it out.
Hold on. Okay.
There we go.
Boston bombing, we had two guys show up that were being surveillanced by the FBI, CIA. That's known.
Planted.
Showed up. $1 trillion surveillance system.
Allowed
put
it to
two
happen.
Backpacks down, and then they go through and search Boston, and it's the whole fucking bullshit story.
The whole thing was a conspiracy. Those two kids were planted there as a cover.
Yes.
Nobody's
Oswald's.
Heard a word from either
Oswald's.
Of them. There was a fucking manhunt to try to kill him. One of them got away, and hopefully his story comes to
all
fucking
bullshit.
Light.
9/11
he's already convicted,
hijackers
and they're trying to give him life.
Were surveilled by the CIA and the FBI. So
his real story will come out
someday. Letting it happen.
A lot of it's out, but they cut his throat out immediately.
It was something. Why haven't they shown any video of this guy?
Why haven't they shown? Well, we'll just leave it with that.
Because it's all bullshit.
We love you, and thanks for tuning in. That's
thank
that.
You.
It's been a great Tuesday, every Tuesday.
Get off my neck.
Killing
8:30.
Intel Scanner!
We love you. Thanks for tuning in. We want you to spread the word, spread information, spread
and
peace
spread and
love.
Spread your legs.
Mom's legs.